And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys. Thanks for tuning in. We're kind of wandering all over today, but that's okay. I think that some of the stuff we're talking about is relevant.
I got to take credit for the wandering because I'm absolutely exhausted.
Yeah.
I've had a couple really long days, so coffee won't even work.
Right. Yeah. Drink water. It'll be good for you. It's better for you anyway. Hey, tailgate food. It's tailgate season. We've been talking about this for like the last 25 minutes and haven't really said anything.
Covered the hat lights pretty well though.
Yeah. So tailgate food. I like things with a handle, and what I mean by that is when I'm there, I usually got a beverage in one hand, so I only got one other hand to eat with. There's generally not a great place to sit things. You can put it on the hood of the car, or maybe if you're fancy, you brought a table with you. But most times, you don't.
Yeah, and remember that guy that had those plates that
Said
it had a hole in the middle and. You'd put your beer bottle up in one hand, and this plate would rest over it. And
slide over the neck of it.
So you could hold on to your plate and your beer at the same time. It was kind of cool.
Right. I don't know why they never took off, but they
did. Maybe they did.
I still got some of them in a box.
You got them all.
In my garage. Yeah.
Tailgate, see?
Right.
He keeps everything.
But so kebabs are easy, and there's everybody knows what the day before, put them in a Ziploc bag, throw them in a Tupperware, whatever, and then when you fire up your grill at the tailgate, you've got them ready to go.
Yeah, you can even go down to D&W or Sobeys and just buy them pre-built for you.
If
you don't think of it in advance,
right?
Just stop into Sobey or somebody that's a good meat market, and they pre-build them.
Right, and they're really good for tailgating because they cook up quick. They'll work on a charcoal grill really well. Turn them two or three times. You can throw some marinade on them if you want, or just salt, pepper,
whatever.
You know
what else is nice at a tailgate?
What's that?
A slider.
Yeah. Yep, right. Especially at a baseball game.
And chili dogs, hot dogs. I mean, simple. You don't have to get sophisticated and have shrimp skewers and, you know, oysters Rockefeller, which are nice.
Right.
We did oysters Rockefeller.
Yeah, I know. But they're, you know... Again, where I was going with that before the rabbit came in the room and we went down his trail is that usually you've only got one hand, and if there's a little plate or whatever, it's on a stick. You can eat it, you throw the stick away, and you move on, and you don't have too many things to hang on to because I like convenience. Sliders are good. They're small, a couple bites, you're done with them. There's a lot of really good stuff out there.
Yeah, and if you don't get a chance to go to like the Schnitz Deli and get those beautiful Vienna rolls, or even Costco has some cool little ones, you can always pick up a package of King Hawaiian rolls.
Yep.
Makes for a good little slider bun.
Yeah, chicken goes really good on those.
Ooh.
And I think, yeah, you know, if you can get, and that's another thing is if you've got chicken breasts, cut them in quarters, and they'll fit right on those really well. And I would cut those up after I grill them. Because if you cut them up too small, they'll dry out, I think, before they're done. And a full chicken breast is better cooked whole, and then just slice it up to the size you want it for the slider after it's cooked. That would be my tip on that, just mm-hmm. because they dry out too quick.
That's why I do the bone-in chicken skin on, all that. Because mm-hmm. you stash them.
Yep.
They're kind of a perfect little container. They don't dry up. You've got all that fat skin on them.
Yep.
And same thing with thighs. It just protects them. It
takes them a little longer to cook with the bone in.
Yeah, take your time.
And, you know, the one thing that I didn't mention in the box that's always there is a digital thermometer. Chicken brings to mind that it's very important to have a thermometer with you, because nobody likes to cut into a piece of chicken and have that blood down by the bone.
And then get the diarrhea.
Well, maybe, yeah. Or cook it more, and now you've cut it open, it's going to dry out and all of that.
Hey, so, if you go to thegrillingguys.com and look over to the right side of the front webpage, you'll see all of our sponsors, one of them being ThermoWorks. ThermoPens are $79. They read in under a second now to give you a temperature.
Right.
And we used to be impressed with our first ones years ago because they read the temperature in 3 seconds.
Yep.
And I'm using my old one down at the kitchen, and it takes 3 seconds. I'm used to the one I have at home that reads in under a second.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm watching the temperature going, come on, come on.
Yeah.
So you could hit thegrillingguys.com. There's lots of Old World Olive Companies on there. And if you're, we were talking about spices for tailgating.
Right.
They've got these beautiful little packets all pre-built.
Mm-hmm.
Just go into any one of the Old World Olive Press stores, Old World Olive Company now it's called.
Yep.
And you can pick up these beautiful little packets of spices. And then you're not guessing.
Right. Yeah, it's all made for you. Like I said.
Put it in your tailgate box.
Yep. Have it with you. So what else you like to eat at a tailgate?
Anything free.
Well, that happens, but that's part of the reason that you do it, is you get people to come around and you're socializing.
Seagulls.
Having a little something to eat. Yeah. But, you know, tubular meat is always good.
Those love
travel,
hot dogs.
Those travel easy, brats, hot dogs, whatever. Our friends at Sobeys make these wonderful meat sticks, and he's got like, I don't know, a dozen flavors, probably 2 dozen flavors
yeah,
in that meat counter. And they're wonderful because they're all cooked. They're ready to go. And you can just throw a bag of those out, cut them up in little pieces, throw some cube cheese out, and bam,
you've got
a great little snack.
Yeah, and you know what like the hottest food category in America is right now?
What's that?
Mexican.
Yep.
I had, and my friends at Sabor Mexicano, they're going to be on the show in a couple weeks when they formally open their brick-and-mortar store in Lowell. These boys and girls
right.
know how to whip up some Mexican food. And I was in Sobe the other day. And I noticed he had chorizo. Well, I was in the back hanging out at the smokers with the boys. And they pulled out a rack of, and I said, what's that? And they go, andouille and chorizo. And I'm like, I didn't know you guys had chorizo. And they said, yeah. Tim says, we started making it for one of these Sanchez or somebody. And he does a lot of restaurant. Awesome. Fantastic. They sell it raw, frozen bulk, too.
Okay.
So if you want to do a Mexican meal, you can buy the raw stuffed, and that's just all the stuff Sobe has. So
yep.
I think if you're doing tailgating and you're not doing a Mexican category, you might be missing out on.
There's something else that you can do too is if you've got a little heat source, pre-make your meat and cook it the night before. And throw it in the fridge, and then you're just warming it up at the tailgate, and you're not actually cooking something. It makes it go quicker. I'm thinking like taco meat, right? If you wanted chicken, you wanted pulled chicken, you wanted pork, you wanted it's easy to make all that stuff the night before, and then just bring it to the tailgate and heat it back up, and you're making tacos for everybody, man.
Yeah.
And people love tacos, right? I mean, you know what you like on your tacos. It's easy to bring. Everything's cut up, prepared, ready to go. You're just assembling them there.
And that's why I say the chorizo at Sobeys is something you got to look at because, I mean, if you ever make a taco with chorizo, you won't go back to ground beef.
Right.
Pretty boring.
Yeah. There's a lot of spice in that chorizo.
Mm-hmm.
Really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really
so
good stuff.
By doing that, you know, you're working on your profiles and now you're taking a step up in your grilling skills. And this is the progression we were alluding to at the beginning of the show.
I'm thinking that the tailgate is a ton of fun. Bring a lot of paper towel. You're always cleaning up something. You got stuff setting everywhere, and you got to, you know. The other thing is try not to plan too much cooking. If it's you that are doing it, we cater tailgates. Different story for us. But if it's me just going, I want to cook for like the first 15 or 20 minutes and then be done with it and eat. And because things have got to cool down for me to pack them back in the car and get ready to go into the game. And if I'm cooking right up till game time, I'm missing the first quarter because I can't leave my equipment setting out all over the parking lot, right? I got to pack it all up and put it back in the car before we go into the game.
Yeah, so, because it won't be there when you get back.
Well, probably not, but you know what I mean? It's just plan like that because the hot things need to cool down. And maybe you've created some grease if you made burgers, and you got to clean a little bit of grease up before you put it back in your car. So there's just a little bit of planning there that has to happen with your tailgate, but they're a ton of fun. I mean, I derive a lot of pleasure out of watching people come up and eat something that we've made and go, wow, this is a tailgate food. This is awesome.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the colleges have boxed us out of the ability to do those gigs we used to do because they were very profitable for us, but they were fun.
Right.
They were a ton of fun because we got to be friends with these corporations, presidents and owners that would hire us, law firms, whoever. And you look forward to doing that tailgate every year.
Right.
Now we don't.
Yeah.
We just can't.
Yeah, we just got to do them on private property. That's all. Right? We can't be on. But anyway, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM and anywhere you're listening. And we appreciate you tuning in. We kind of wandered through the show today, but hey, it's a little bit of fun.
That's like every week.
Right. So we appreciate you tuning in. Get out in your backyard. Get out in the tailgate. Have some fun. Feed some people. And we'll talk with you next week.
Yeah, see ya.